Parshas Kisisa. Chaktom at the Purim, Rabbi Sai. Dikir, we're going to talk about Purim. As we know, this day is not a simple day whatsoever, Rabbi Sai. Chag Purim, even though the Maisa, I think that's the biggest Yisoy, the Maisa, that we know that Kol HaKodesh Yoisa, the Ramban writes in his letter when he came to Yerushalayim, so Ramban saw the terrible Churban at Yerushalayim, tremendous Churban. And he wrote about to his Talmidim, his sons, he wrote about it, he never saw such a devastation. He came to see Yerushalayim, such a devastation. And then he wrote one of his most famous lines. The Ramban wrote to his Talmidim, Kol HaKodesh Yoise Chorev Yoise. Whatever is more holy, wherever the Kedush is greater, that's where the Tumah, that's where the devastation is greater. We spoke about it also once. There's a famous Orachayim HaKodesh in Parshas Chukas that talks about how when the Tumas HaMes only by Yidin. Why is it Tumas HaMes by Yidin, not by Goyim? Because he says when a Yid leaves, the Torah and all the mitzvahs go out. So since there was so much power in there, so we're saying now it left. So now all the klipas attached. It's like a mushroom to a jar of honey that you emptied it out. There's nothing left. You see all the bees and bugs come into it. Why? Because there was something there. And now that's taken out, so all the shkots and remotim attack it, because now they have shahr. So before I was alive, I never had chance to it. But now the destruction is so great. And Sharmbeck, that's how I used to say that is why Fridays are such a day which is so, you see, where for people, you know, oh, it's Friday, so, you know, can't wait for Friday. Friday is a free day, right? It's a free day, and the pshat is that Friday is one of the most chashuv. Just like the end of the month, we know this thing called Erev Rosh Chodesh. Erev Rosh Chodesh is supposed to do tshuva because new month is starting a new month. So Erev Shabbos is supposed to be that way. Erev Shabbos is a holy day, a very, very holy day. So prepare for Shabbos. The start of the Shabbos is the beginning of the new week. So you have to, you know, do a cheshbon hanef. Friday is supposed to be, so she used to speak how important Friday is. So I think in a certain bechinah, Rabbi Yisai, I think we could say that Purim is one of the most holiest days, maybe if not the holiest. The Arizal says, and he says it over, but I think to focus on it, to think about it, Rabbi Yisai, you know, you need 30 days to prepare for, you know, maybe more, 40 days to prepare for Yom Kippur. 30 days for Rosh Hashanah, we prepare. And Purim, you know, we got our Mishloach Monos, we got our costumes, but are we preparing, Rabbi Yisai, in the mind, in the thought of this unbelievable, powerful day, Rabbi Yisai? But the Rizal says, Yom Kippur is only like Purim. You could say it over 100 times and you get chills when you say it. Yom Kippur, but everybody knows where they're holding. Yom Kippur. We know where we're holding. We scream, Hashem, we fasted a whole day. And we're managed holding by Ne'ilu. We're holding so stark and so connected and so focused. And we all just want to, you know, okay, in the back of our minds, we're going to want the orange juice. But we all want, you can't wait, you know, with that connection, the feeling that we feel by Ne'ilu, that closeness you feel to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? There's something amazing. That's what every Yom Kippur, the Simcha after, about the Simcha is, you know, you break the fast, now Sukkot, but there's a tremendous Simcha of Kaparas Avinas. You feel clean, you feel pure, you feel like you never felt before. I once wanted to say, that's the, you know, while we blow the Shofar, I think it's in the Torah that way. Blow the shofar. What's the shofar on Motzi Yom Kippur? It's shofar. Why are we blowing a shofar on Motzi Yom Kippur? We got things mixed up. The Torah says that used to blow a shofar on the Yovel. Yovel was on Yom Kippur. He blows Yovel. What's Yovel? Everybody returns back to the original status. You were an Eved, so now you were an Eved. You lost your your direction in life. You turn to an Eved. Now you find your path. And you go towards Baruch Hashem. You found yourself, and you're going. So here, that's the tremendous, tremendous simcha of Moshe Yom Kippur. That was a person real reached that darak. And here, that darak that we feel Moshe Yom Kippur is only a me'ain of what we're supposed to feel. It's Kippur. That on Purim, a person is supposed to get to a level where he feels even greater than Yom Kippur. We want to try to tap into that. How do we reach that? How do we get to that level? How do we reach that level, Rabbi Sa, of Yom Kippurim? We find in this week's parasha, in Parasha Kisiso, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain and he hears about these happenings going on outside, dancing and singing, and they weren't singing, you know, there was wildness going on over there, right? There's a wild party going on. The Imam is going wild. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes towards the Am, and it says the pasuk, they didn't throw it around right away. It says the pasuk, Vayishma Yoshua's kolo on b'ra b'reyoy. You see the b'reyoy, they're screaming and marinos meichem, yelling and screaming. It's a siman, rabbis, when there's yelling and screaming like meshuganim. No, it doesn't sound like it's a happy party. Anyway. But Yom Moshe called Milchama Machanas. He says, "Mamash, there was going on." Mamash thought, "Yeshua, there was a Mamash war going on." In Kol Anos Kvurim, in Kol Anos Chalusha, Kol Anos Anuchi Shomea. He says, "It's not a battle cries. It's Kol Anos. There's a coil. Chorifim Vigdufim Hamanas Anevus Shoyman." So he says, "Right." So Moshe Rabbeinu knows what. I mean, he knew what was going on. Right, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them before that they made the eagle. So why didn't, when Moshe Rabbeinu originally came down from the Har, why didn't he throw the Lucas down right away? It says only Vayikasha Karvala Machana. Vayasa Eagle Mechoilois. He sees the eagle, he sees the Mechoilois, Vayikhaf Moshe Vayashlam Yodavas Aluchois, Vayishav. Hashem already told him. Right? When he obviously trusted Hashem. Hashem said they made an eagle. So what's the Indian verse over here that Moshe Rabbeinu had to see it himself? Moshe Rabbeinu was already told. Forget he had a whole masumah with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't destroy them. And that's what he knew. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu have to come close to the machana? He should have come off the mountain and broken the oath. Third horror, my son. The Maisa, we find the Chazal Adarshan Megillah, Rabbi Leza Pasach Pischol Hai Parshasa Mihacha. Ba'atal Taim Yimach HaMakore, with the laziness, the roof will leak, but with Shiflush Yadayim Yidlof Abayis. When a person's Shiflush Yadayim, he's shuffle with his yadayim. He's not using his hands properly. Yidloif abayis b'shul atzus shahoyu bo'is ador. The atzus they had in that generation. B'schayev kloya. They were chayev. Bring me a megillah. I just want to see the lashon. They were chayev kloya. So here from this gemara's mashma, Rabbi, that the reason they were chayev kloya was because. The reason they have Chayiv Kloy is because the reason why the Chayiv Kloy is because they were weak in Torah, right? So because they became weak, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu became weak also. First of all, what does that mean? The Kodesh Baruch became weak. But more important, what is it? The Chorus of interesting things that Rabbi Lazar, I always say over there, Rabbi Lazar wanted to get into Purim. So, you know, he's like, you would say Rabbi Shlomo is like a Rashivi. You have to get into Purim, Bittul Torah, you know. They have enough of it. The Gemara says later on, they would end up saying, Sachashveira is about to tell him, okay, that's what they're going to, you know, okay, this Chag is about. Surah Sachashveira, they're going to bow, they bowed, they bow to Zara. Don't bring Bittul Torah into this one. Chazal Rabbi Lazar has a whole shit lolly. You know, the boy side gets off before Purim. It was all about Bittul Torah. Oh, come on, we know about Bittul Torah. We talk about the, oh, don't bring that into Purim. Why is that, you know? Rosh Hashiva, please, you know, you have to stick in the Bittul Torah into Purim also. Come on. Leave that out. That's other kind. Okay, before Shavuos, give a whole shiur about Bittul Torah. Before Simchas Torah, Gevaldik, Yom Kippur, Lucha Shnir is Gevald Bittul Torah. The whole year, Gevald. Okay, Rabbi Lazar gets up to, Rabbi Lazar saying a shmooze about Purim, he tells about the whole Purim. Rabbi Lazar, Bittul Torah! Again, not come up with the Bittul Torah. Take it easy, you know, the Rosh Hashiva has to get that into the shmooze also, and that's Pesach, but this is the whole Yisoid of Purim. So that's one question. Second of all, what's wrong with Rabbi Shimon, but that's what the Chayiv Kloya, I mean, the Gemara says later on Yud Beis, we spoke about, yeah, they were Nenem Yisroel Chashveirosh. They enjoyed the party. Yeah? Well, you know, Lechor, Rav Shem Baruch Hayim, when they started to tell him, what's Pshad? What is it? You know, tell me, will the real problem stand up? Okay. Second of all, it's a very interesting zach. I noticed that this I want to base the shmooze around this yisoid. It's a very interesting yisoid we find. Chazal say, they came to Refidim, vayavoy amolek. Right? It says the pasuk in Parashas Bishalach. Let's quote the pasuk according to what it says over there. In the end of Bishalach, the first time we meet up with Amolek. So what happened? What does it say beforehand? Vayavoy Amolek, vayilochem im Yisrael Refidim. They found with them in Refidim. So the Mefarshim asks, where? What do we have to know the place where they fought? So Chazal Refidim sherafu yideihem min haTorah. Their hands weakened in Torah. So I want to focus on this Yisoid. What do you mean their hands weakened in Torah? Who cares about that? Just say they got shvach in learning, leaving out Torah. What's about the hands? What do we care so much about the hands, Rabbi Yisrael? What do we care about the hands? Very good. Next we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu was fighting on Molech, when they find out what happened over there, Vayhi kasha yorim yodim shel Moshe v'gov Yisrael. V'kasha yaniach es yodah, when he let it go down, v'gov on Molech. So the Gemara says, "V'chiyadov shel Moshe." The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, "But the hands of Moshe do battle." El kolz manchim stakin klapi ma. Okay, but why is it? Was it telling Moshe's hands up and down with the hands? And the lashon of Chazal shel Rafi Yudayim in that Torah. I want to understand what's the focus of Rafi Yudayim in that Torah. We know, let's go back a little further. Hakol kol yankiv. We know when Yitzchak was getting the brachas, it says, Hakol kol yankiv, vayidayim yidei Esav. And the hands of Esav. Very interesting thought that Yaakov was wearing those hands of Esav. So the Chazal tell us, that when the hair coil is a coil of Yankiv, then Esav has no shlita. When coil kol Yankiv, says the Medrash, when the voice of Yankiv is heard, then the hands of Esav have no shlita. So lechur, I would have said a coil kol Yankiv, but Yedayim is not Yedei Esav. Well, if you the Medrash is a coil kol Yankiv, if it's not, it's Yedayim. But what does it mean to a coil kol Yankiv? Yedayim Yedei Esav. It's mashma that when the coil is coil Yaakov, the diamond, Esav has his hands. So I want to say like this. The Gemara says in Makis. The Gemara says in Makis. You have a Makis here? Yud Aleph. The Gemara says unbelievable Maisa. The Gemara says that when Yehuda, when the Klaus were going in the Midbar, so Klaus were going in the Midbar, so they brought the bones of Joseph with them. And not only the bones of Yosef, they brought also the bones of Yehuda. They took the bones of Yehuda. And Chazal say, there's no makas here. I want to see the lashon, but anyway, Chazal say, Sanhedrin? No. Chazal say that they begged that what happened was they were going to Midbar, so Yehuda's bones were separated and they were trying and they were rolling around. So they asked that his body should go into the bones should come together. And then they said he should be able to be oiled into the Rakia of Shemayim. And then it says that he should be Zircha to be able to talk in learning, to speak in learning. It's also in Saita, yeah. I can maybe see if there's a Saita also. Anyway, so it says over there, where's the Lashon? The Gemara says, they said, yeah, he would answer, and it says, the verse that they were answering says, Yodav Rav Loi, his hands will be like fighting for him. So what does that have to do with the hands? What's the simon in the hands? So I wanted to say, Baruch, I found the Torah's Chaim later on, that the sort of the hands represents the enthusiasm, the geschmack in the learning. And the pshat is, if the hands are moving and the hands are flowing, so it's a simon. You hear a boy say, if the hands are flowing, so it's a simon that he's have atzlochim, he's learning. That Yehuda, if Yodav Rav, the pasuk said Yodav Rav Loi, that the hands are a simon, a symbol that the pshat is steiging in learning. Because when the hands are flowing, the hands are moving, and that's what we see, Rabbi Yisrael. When a guy's into the sugya, the hands are moving, the body's going. The Gemara says the person should learn Torah with Ramach Evorav, which is Sagida. What is that? The whole body's involved. A person's enthusiastic about his learning. He's involved with the ganze guf, with the ganze neshama. He's totally involved. That shows. Says the Chazal, says that shows that Yehuda is being matzlich and is learning, because when a person is learning the right oifen, he learns with his hands, his body is moving, he's learning with a certain enthusiasm. Enthusiasm shows, as we see, a love. Enthusiasm shows that you're motivated, you're enjoying it, you have a geschmack, you're enticed, and you're into it, and you're passionate about it. That's what the enthusiasm of the hands show. Hakol Yankiv. That's what we do, goes to the coil of Yankiv, the voice of Yankiv. Not just to learn, the Gemara says, Hashonah, because when you learn, you're supposed to learn with a voice, with a coil. When the voice is the voice of Yankiv. Then you die with Esav. I think the Maal Satorah says that our hands become the hands of Esav. Our hands become Yidei Esav. Our hands have the coil to fight. Our hands have the coil, because we're enthusiastic about Hashem, gives us the coil of the hands of Esav, which are active hands. Amalek's whole being, a whole attack on Klal Yisrael, is only berufu for Yudayim in our Torah. It's not in Bittul Torah. It's when there's a Shvachkeit in the Torah, meaning when we're not excited about the Torah mitzvahs, we're not enthusiastic about it, we're not going wild and getting a passion for it, we're not really involved in it with all our heart, all our souls, then Amalek comes. I want to be massive, why? But that's the lashon of Rav Yudayim and Torah, and that's Rabbi Loza also timed. That the Rav Yudayim and Torah when when we're not passionate about the learning. And that's the lesson he used also. So shiftless your dying. He also had a shiftless your dying, a weakening, a lowering of the hands. Moshe's hands up represent the enthusiasm for Avodas HaBoreh. When the hands are stretched up, that shows you, you're enthusiastic about it. How the person diving with his hands moving, his hands going up. If your hands let down, there's no enthusiasm. It's dead. So that was the symbol. Moshe's hands were going up. He was bringing out that we meshavet liban l'shamayim in an oifen of, and that could be good for the pshat why the kruvin had their hands sochem v'chanfeim l'mayla. That when it comes to Torah and avodah, we have to have that enthusiasm, the hands up. Otherwise, it doesn't go, Rabbi. It's dead. It's robotic. We become robotic Jews. You just come do it, sit in there and say the words. You come in there, like many people do. All of a sudden, a lot of brachas are very similar. You all of a sudden benching, and you're banging on your chest during the benching. And your wife asks, why are you banging the chest? Refer, you say, you just finished your meal. You got mixed up in the bar. And then he's banging, he's sitting by his meal, just ate a pizza. He just came out of the bathroom, he bows. He got mixed up. Gilulim. And he's bowing. He just came out of the Beis HaKisei. And sometimes a guy, he's davening Shmoneh Esrei. Roifei chobosu mafli la'asois. Baruch aleinu. Roifei, you just said Roifei, Roifei choylei, Roifei choylei, Roifei choylei am Yisrael. Roifei chobosu mafli la'asois. I remember it was at a chasana, the guy get off. Baruch atoyer. Hashi yotzer, hasha odom, hasha yotzer. Hasha odom b'tzahal moi. They got nervous, they don't even got to. Anyway, b'kitza. So, a person's not into it, he's not passionate about it, but there's no enthusiasm. That's a molech, Rebbe. There comes a molech. There's the koach of a molech. That's the shifl shidayim, some duik. They only come with the shifl shidayim. When there's a riff in yadayim, yadayim represents the enthusiasm in Torah. That's the koach of a molech. And this is the pshat, Rebbe, that Rebbe Yonasan Eibshit says in the Pasuk. Moshe Kambeiru comes down and he sees the Mecholos, he's Vayar, Vakoros Amar Vayar, as a Ego Vesa Mecholos, he sees the dancing. So to be honest, in Eibshitz, he could be, Moshe wouldn't have broken it, the Luchos. But when he saw the dancing, he saw the enthusiasm, they're not doing tshuva so fast. If he would have came down, seen them do the Egel, and a little somber mood, okay. But he sees them dancing, he sees them fabrengen with the eagle. The enthusiasm towards it. So Rabbi Yonis and Ayub says, Moshe Rabbeinu, it could be also Vayashlech mi, I want to do it to very do it to Rabbi Yonis and Ayub, I want to say also Vayashlech mi Yodov. Because there's some things that weighed down on his hands. It fell out of his hands, threw out of his hands. Again with the hand. The Torah says those hands that were supposed to be used for the koyach of Torah, to uphold the Torah, those hands let down. The koyach of the hands, the enthusiasm, the Torah represents in the hands. Those hands had no koyach, but the enthusiasm now is directed to what? Put the ego. So the hands let go. The hands let go. The luchos, this is my hoistaf, and the luchos dropped down. But that's only when he saw them, but that's why he didn't do it before. Hashem told him to do the ego. He didn't talk about the mecholos. Vayas ha-mecholos. He sees the dancing going on. He sees the enthusiasm that should have been directed to Torah Hashem is used now. We want to go a little bit deeper and say that uptight Rabbi Yisrael, because the pshat Rabbi Yisrael, and this is why a mole comes. The pshat Rabbi Yisrael and the enthusiasm for Torah and mitzvahs Rabbi Yisrael, and that's pshat Nena Misudas Achashverosh. I want to tie in it. The affair of Nena Misudas Achashverosh was the enthusiasm. That's what I want to touch. It was the enthusiasm that should have been directed for Torah. That's why that is connected.
The reason why the Shiflus Yadayim, because they lost their enthusiasm for Torah, and now got their, had to be directed. Everybody has some enthusiasm. If you're not motivated at all, you're going to die. So we have to direct it somewhere. So that's, they took that enthusiasm that was supposed to be directed, and it was Shiflus Yadayim, and then now they're directed. Nenu Misudus HaShveirist. It wasn't just the fact that they ate, it's just Ochlu. Nenu means they were enjoying themselves. They were from bringing by the party of Ahasuero. Wow, what a party! I can't wait if this thing doesn't, I hope this thing never ends. Nenu Misudus HaShveirist is the chesaron of that gishmak, the enthusiasm. But we said, let's go just a little deeper and teich if I'm going to finish, because we don't have so much time. The upteich of everything, we said, the enthusiasm comes, this learning Torah, but this doing with enthusiasm, doing with a geschmack, doing with the feeling, they get those hands in, they see a guy says a swear with the hands. You go, you walk into any, you ever walk into a college, or said, professor, what's his name? Professor Samuel Bernstein from the University of Iowa. You ever seen? But the scientific shot! You don't understand! You ever see a guy? I can imagine you bring a bunch of lawyers from. I need to prepare glasses for this. A bunch of lawyers from, you know, lecturers from the University of Iowa come down to the base magistrate and say, this is a learning place. The guy's like, not a shot! That is a shot! The guy's knocking him on, standing on the stand, banging the stand down. I said, this is a loony bit. What's going on over here? What's going on? These guys are not sure. Just, you know, you can talk normally. What are you getting so excited? What's this guy doing? He's sitting on himself. Well, that guy really has to be locked up. Come on, what's wrong with that guy? You see a guy, okay, at least he's talking this, or he's screaming, okay, arguing. Look at that guy in the corner, saying, what's he doing? I didn't know there's an exercise course in the base manager also. Bring in a treadmill next time. Guys like this. These guys in the back thinking about a scar, he's going like this. I got the shot. The Teretz is, he's enthusiastic, he's into it, he's involved in it. See, people, even not only in Torah and mitzvahs, also they're involved. The whole body's moving. I don't know what goes on about Sayin. In the church, but I don't think they, you know, when they're praying to the Lord, they go like this, you know, like that. He's going like this, waving back and forth. What's the pshat? Explain about this. Why are we moving so much with that? Guys, like this. Where's the shuckling coming? It doesn't bring any spark of the shuckle. What's wrong with these Jews? All of them are ADD. I understand. Why can't they stay still? With the Jews in Mechadish, ADD, they brought all the problems to the world. ADD is a Jewish problem. Every, you know, this is the prayer room. This is where Jews pray. Hey, what's he moving so much? You're talking to God. Stay still. This guy's like, swinging back and forth. Stay still. Tennessee's into it. He's passionate about it. Our religion is a passionate religion because the pshat of our mitzvahs and Torah mitzvahs, and this is the point I want to get it. It's not chochma rabbeisai. It's a love affair between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person's passionate about something. He wants to connect deeply. And he wants to get into it, Rabbeisai. He moves his body, his whole thing's into it because he's passionate about it. He's deeply in love with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we taint, and it's tainted, when it's subdued, and when it comes to that, and it shows, it's not just okay, you know, the Shiflus Yadayim, we're a little weak, we're not into it. The Teretz is that our marriage is on the rocks. Our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not where it should be. That if we were really passionate and love, it was Har Sinai now. We'd be enthusiastic. We'd be tremendously enthusiastic. Look how, when it comes to those tithes, look at those people, they're dancing away. They're into it, they say. And that's the Yisoid of us. That the Amalei comes, because what's the Pshat? But I want to say there's another T for Yisoid. The reason why we lose our enthusiasm a lot is because we lose our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if we felt the connection, we felt the love, we felt it, it's there. The person is always meeting out love to us. How is that, Rabbi? Where's the love? The love to Klai Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Because the Goyin Elokeinu is Hashkocha Pratis. I always say over to the Oilam, when a person goes somewhere, has a certain thing in his life, you know, this or that, and he gets it, he says, oh wow, what a coincidence, I just bumped into this guy, what a coincidence, wow, that was so unbelievable, such a coincidence. That's not a coincidence. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you a major kiss right now on the cheek, maybe even on the lips. He's giving you a kiss, an unbelievable hug and kiss. He's showing he loves you like more than anything in the world. And Klal Yisrael is supposed to feel that all the time, the embrace and the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we start to lose that connection. The symbol of that is in our enthusiasm for Torah and Mitzvahs. Who comes then? Who's the symbol for that? Amalek. What's Amalek stand for in the world? Amalek wasn't what it says, HaKadosh, but that was the whole word of Amalek's attack. Their attack is, what do you mean? There's no Boyrit Oilam. He's not intact in this world. He's not in the world's talking about the great. We're trying to eradicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took the Mila, which is the connection, our bris, our common, they threw it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, you take that. Stay up there, God. We know you're around. But you stay up. You're not connected to this world. The bris is where we connect with HaKadosh. That's our bris, our common. That means we have a partner. If you have a partner, he's real, he's around. He said, Baruch Hashem, you take the Elyon. There's no place for you over here. That's all base of Migdash. The three mitzvahs you come to us to wipe out a moment, build the base of Migdash. Base of Migdash, bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish and the much mamish to bring him down to us in this world. We're very fast because we're not talking. We're telling you, but you saw this, Rabbi Yisai. It's the Mela, Rabbi Yisai. Amalek only comes when we have that lack of enthusiasm, when we're not into it. So that's when Amalek comes, because Amalek's that symbol. Amalek's the symbol that there is no connection, but we really are, but we're acting like an Amalek. We're eradicating HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a lack of enthusiasm, a shiflus yadayim, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu lifting up his hand. No, we need enthusiasm. We got to be passionate. We got to get our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Nes of Purim, Rabbi Yisai, that's the gaz of the Nes of Purim, Rabbi Yisai. The Nes of Purim was that even though, as we spoke a little bit, it was different in the halal, but we spoke in the last year, that the Nes of Purim was to show clients, so I know I love you more than anything in the world. And even though you are not so passionate about me, but you showed a little bit Pesach, I'm going to be passionate about you. I'm going to show you my shower, you my love. Even in the matzav, where you guys are in the matzav, no. And this brought back a tremendous ava. Hashem showered his ava. Even in the matzav, where we were less passionate. It's like one side of a marriage, right? One person's not so into it, the other one showers them, you know, showers them with a gift, showers them and shows them how much they feel, how they really feel for the other side. You know, for someone who, you know, did something wrong, his wife's all baroigas against him, and he's scared to come into the house. She's, you know, he just bought a football helmet, he's ready to come in, but she has the frying pan, she has just bought a new frying pan, extra heavyweight frying pan. He felt it last week in his ear. Still can't hear in the left ear for the frying pan. And now she said she's buying a special what's it called? A mixer with a special end, you know, on the mixer has a little knife device on the end of the mixer. And she asked him if he could put his head in the bowl. She wants to do a piercing. And he's all upset, and so he says he knows his wife's all bright, he's not in the showers, but he knows she's going. He goes out and he buys a beautiful bouquet of flowers, and he buys a beautiful bouquet of this and that. He comes home and he's about to get it over the head, and in the bag he has his football helmet just in case. And he was about to put on his New York Jets football helmet, and he says, and then she just brings him the flower and the favorite chocolate bar, and this, and that's it. You know, everything. She says he showers, he brings gifts and everything. So here we are in a matzav where our relationship is so schwach. When a matzav was shifted down, we have no motivation for care. And here we can hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers us. Unbelievable. But the thing was, he did it in a hidden way. He didn't come out begali because we weren't deserving of it. We weren't doing the right thing. But he did it in a hidden way where anybody who looks into the Megillah and goes through the theme could see, wow, it's unbelievable. Just that night picks up a serish, and then Mordechai is hitting, and Esther gets in, and just the Vashti gets killed, and Esther comes in, and she becomes a thing, and picks up a serish, and just at that night when Haman's coming, on that night, he can't sleep, and he has to reach for the books, and everything one after the next, and you tie it together. Hashem's name is not mentioned, it's hidden. But if anybody looks with the mamish portion, there's a passion, there's a love, there's an unbelievable love for us. When a person knows that he's loved and he's cherished by anybody, you get a good feeling, you get happy. You know how you feel happy, Rabbi Sa? You know how a person feels happy? When a person feels loved, he feels singled out and loved, it's the most tremendous simcha. I feel I'm important. I feel somebody loves me. Somebody cherishes me. But if it's the Boirei Olam, the Almighty, All-Powerful, the one who rules the world, the one who's in charge of the world, he loves me so much that even though I lost my motivation for the whole thing, even though we put our motivation to the Nenem Yisudas Achashverosh, he still loves me to the nth degree that he's going out and doing this whole thing. Person gets crazy from that love. Wow. He goes nuts. That's Adelo Yoda. They are hum. You just go crazy. I just want to express. I'm so flabbergasted. I have no words to say anything. Because look what he did. Look how far. Look how much is love. And that's why we took Avos and Nes. We paid back. We said, you love us. What are we going to do? We're going to donate our knife to more Torah. To more Torah. It's going to be a Kabbalah, a Torah Mechadosh. Because how do you show you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Zok the Sifri. For half the Shem Alekecha. B'chol Levav Chol Naam Shecha. How? V'ayu Advar Meil Alev Avecha. So the Sifri through Torah. So we saw how much the love, that the love burst out. It couldn't be held back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us so much that he was ready to go through this whole thing and save us. So that's what Purim's all about, Rabbi Sai. Purim's a love story between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on such a deep level that how far he's ready to go. That we're not motivated. We all our motivation, all our energies are planned to a different kind. We're going the opposite direction. We're sitting at a party that's celebrating, says the Rif, that's celebrating the destruction of Churban Beis HaMikdash, that the Baruch Hashem is not going to come down here anymore, and we're partying there, and we're enjoying it, we're eating our frankfurters as we spoke last week, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was arranging behind the scenes. Arranging behind the scenes that you're going to be my nation. You have to make it, well, we had to do tshuva, we had to do certain acts, but he's arranging behind the scenes. The ability that we, if we open up that Pesach, he's going to come flooding through us. The boy side, that's the Yisoid. But Lemaisa, the boy side, Purim is a day, because every year we say it's not just the history, we go through it again. Purim is a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu unleashes his love for us, no matter where we are, no matter who we are. Kol HaPoishit Yad Noistin Lai. What does that mean, Rabbi Sai? You're not worthy, you're not there. We spoke from last week's shul, you're not worthy. Where you're holding, Kol HaPoishit Yad Hashem says, you show me the littlest. This is a day about me showering you with my love. And who loves you? You know, the first one say, Avinu Malkeinu. We say, Avinu, we say tomorrow, Avinu Shah, Avinu Malkeinu. First one say, what's the Shah? We downgrade the father. You have a father. Okay, he's your dad. Your dad? Oh, that's unbelievable. But Lamai said, he my dad Nebuch, he works for, you know, he lost 10 jobs. He was, you know, he was working for, you know, as an assistant street cleaner. In case the street cleaner, that was the only job they gave him, and he got fired from that also. So he's a great dad, but he can't really buy me anything. We barely have milk in the house. He loves me, Avada. He loves me like a dad, but it's not going to count. But Avinu Malkeinu, he's our dad. He's the Malkeinu, he's the ruler of the entire universe. So on Purim, it's the feeling of the father that's always there for the son, no matter what. Obviously, he wants one son that you want to show. Call her, put she got noise to love. But it's a lotion with the before the stronger that whatever. It's a day that's a pella de gazav. But what's the soy behind? It's the soy that today Hashem unleashes his ava. That I'm going to show you no matter what level, wherever you hold it. B'toch that has to pon him. B'toch everything. The Goyen speaks that out. B'toch that has to pon him. I'm going to show you that I'm there for you. I'm ready to give you. You have to make some effort, but I've added the moin. But kol ha'poishit yad, things that you never ever thought you could accomplish by saying any area. It's a day where you can ask for anything. And the person asks honestly and routinely and thinking into this Ava that Hashem has for us. Like I said, it's a we rehash, we go over it, it's happening again on Purim. Bayom Ebi Zman Hazeh. So a person could first of all ask for anything, things that he needs, and we know stories of people that Purim, unbelievable things that a person was there to a Purim when he used it out the right way. Instead, we get drunk, and what happens? We forget about asking, forget all we ask is maybe for another shot of whiskey, that's what we ask for. But it's Sefer Shaltava, especially with a fight with the Yetzirah, that we want to come closer, we want to feel the Ava, we want to connect to a higher bounding. So I'm ending. Someone showed me from the Shem Yishmuel. The Shem Yishmuel says, of Katzin showed it from the Shem Yishmuel, I saw it inside, that Zeresh gave him, Haman came back and he said, okay, I have everything, but one thing I don't have, I go see Mordechai bowing. So Zeresh says to him, go in the morning, Emor Lamech, and tell the king that, you know, we have this guy and you want to hang him on the tree. The Yisro is Emor Lamech, tell the king. So the Shem Yishmuel asked, what do you mean Emor Lamech? You're right. You're high level. You have to ask the king. Don't just tell the king. So he says the remez over here is this list is more chalaeitz. He says the remez is, and so he says we know that hapachu whatever Haman had koyach was given over to Mordechai. So he said the remez here was that Haman was given over this koyach to tell the king what to do, and we was ben hapachu. So we got that koyach also emol amel to tell the king. So he says that we have this koyach on Purim to tell the king, not even to ask the king, to tell the king, to tell the king. Lisloy says Haman, which means to help us subdue and help us to have control over our yetzirah. So in that area itself, if a person that doesn't realize how far he can go, he can mamish emol amel according to Shem Yishmuel, can tell a kodesh baruch hu, you know, help me. This Yetzirah, that Yetzirah, that one, Purim is a day where you can Emor LaMelech. But Rabbi said, if we're just going to get involved with the Purim, and we should, it's supposed to have Simcha, and it's supposed to be happy, and we're supposed to drink, and all that, Rabbi said. But if we miss out on this opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers love, and not to connect to that love, Rabbi said, in some way, we missed out on this opportunity, Rabbi said, of Purim. Yom Kippurim could be, Rabbi said, the pshat is why Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur we have to go through this whole avodah, we have to go through this whole tremendous avodah until we come to that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Purim Hashem opens up the floodgates, where you're holding, who you are. Yom Kippur is a matrega that we can get to Purim. That's why it's Yom Kippurim. We can get to Purim through fasting a whole day and falling by the either, we can feel that it's garbage. Purim HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the floodgates of his love and says, I don't care where you're holding, just like then, I'm going to let it out. Call up, you have to stick out your hand to receive it. But you can get that connection, and if you do a little bit of effort, Rabbi said, you can reach unbelievable madrigas. That lo yu'umi ki yisubi, Rabbi said. This is the inyan of the Simchas HaPurim, Rabbi said. We feel so cherished, we feel so loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nisim and the flaws of that Purim, and in our entire lives on the Sefer Shem Chol Yom Imanu, but to feel that connection, feel the warmth of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on Purim, Rabbi Yisrael, it's right there, it's in the air, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be zoicha be'ezah Hashem that this Purim, Rabbi Yisrael, we should taka prepare well, make sure we go to Pia beforehand, prepare well, but we should also prepare well in our minds and our hearts, to open up the hearts of us and let the sun shine in. Let our Kodesh Baruch Hu's love come into us. Let's lift up our hands. Let's get that connection with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's get out of the Amalek, which means that cover up of the enthusiasm, the connection with our Kodesh Baruch Hu on the deep level, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the Achana for Pesach. Purim is 30 days before Pesach. We know Pesach is Mamish. The Chasen, Rabbi Yisrael, with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, or at least the Erisin. But Purim is the day we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu really, really loves us and cares about us and cherishes us, and knowing that and feeling that has to give a person just an unbelievable simcha. I'm loved by the Bnei Olam. What am I going to do about it though? I can sit back and say, okay, I'm loved and that's it, but I can show my love back. I can make that, how do I show my love back? Chod Kiblu, to make a Kabbalah, Rabbi Yisrael. I say it's Gaval to go through Purim and have a way. I used to in the olden days. Maybe, I don't know, today's Friday. We used to do it. We used to sit around at 11 after, late at night. And we used to go around and everybody should make some type of Kabbalah. I always felt, I didn't see any Sfarim. I mean, it isn't Sfarim. I never saw any Sfarim. It's Purim, you know. You know, we know Yom Kippur. Everybody's sitting there, right? This year, no Lashon Hara. Till tonight at 10 o'clock. But the Rebbe said, this year, I'm never going to ever do no Bittul Torah this year. Just spin his mind. But anyway, but he's writing Kabbalahs and Kabbalahs. Purim, I don't see anybody making Kabbalahs. The only Kabbalahs he has is all the Kabbalahs from the wine store. All the receipts. But that's the only Kabbalahs he has. But there's no Kabbalahs. On the back of those receipts, write something about that. Right, one thing, you know, you're showing me your love, I want to show it back. You showed us the love, how much you love us, I want to show it back. This, Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. Make some Kabbalah, a small Kabbalah in some area, a place of the power of that Kabbalah, it's unimaginable. We'll give you the opportunity and the koyach, Omer LaMelech, to be able to conquer those areas. That you can unshackle yourself, you can reach levels of ruchnia that you never thought you could reach before, because Emor Lamelech. We should be zocher ba'ez Hashem. This Purim, we feel that simcha first of all, feel it, to really get into it, feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace, feel the love that He has to us, and then take that love and connect on a deep level, and make a Kabbalah that ba'ez Hashem is going to be a lasting Kabbalah. And Be'ez Hashem, the more we understand and we recognize the Nisim, the more we understand the Ashkocha Pratis, which never are one of us, the more we understand how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, we'll bring Hashchina into this world, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here. And if we ask strong enough, if we work on it strong enough, who knows, Rabbi Yisrael? Who knows, Rabbi Yisrael? Purim is the time, these are the days of Nisim. B'Nisim Nigalu, B'Nisim Asin Ligal. These are days of tremendous Nisim. And that's why Mishnah says, "Ma'ar b'Simcha." You say that's the Simcha of these days. Hashem showed Nisim. Nisim is a love. It's a kiss, a hug. That's why we feel Simcha. So we should be Soicha. This Nisim, Rabbi said, this Nisim, we should have to pass the word around to show back the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soicha that this Nisim, this Pesach, we should be Soicha. I remember they say over at Moshe Feinstein when Nisim passed, he let out a big sigh. But Nisim Nigalo, he said, I really thought this Nisim was going to be the year. You never know when it's going to be. We're sure holding close. This Nisim, we should be zeichet to the Gula Shleimim here. Amen. Amen.